see at the level of press, radio, and films. If any members of the press are present, please come to the registration table, where you'll be referred to our public information chairperson. We respectfully ask that no pictures be taken during the unity retreat by the press. If any NA members are approached by the press, please refer them to the registration table. Remember, no one person represents NA. Please do not attempt to represent NA to the press alone. Thank you. Please observe that there will be no smoking in this building and no meeting. Okay. Hello, everyone. My name is John, and I'm an ad.
Hey, John.
Welcome to this workshop entitled Principles Before Personality. Would you please help me open the meeting with a moment of silence for that if you still suffer, followed by the serenity prayer and hugs for your neck. God.
God.
Grant me strength to accept the things that I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know that. Could we please have the reading, We Do Recover?
We do. Okay, We Do Recover.
We Do Recover. The reading,
my
We Do Recover.
My name's Juan, and I am an addict.
Hi, Juan.
When at the end of the road, we find that we can no longer function as a human being, either with or without drugs, we all face the same dilemma. What is there left to do? There seems to be this alternative, either go on as best we can to the bitter end, jails, institutions, or death, or find a new way to live. In years gone by, very few addicts ever had this last choice. Those who are addicted today are more fortunate. For the first time in history, a simple way has been proving itself in the lives of many addicts. It is available to us all. This is a simple, spiritual, not religious program known as Narcotics Anonymous.
Thank you, Mom. The topic for this meeting is Principles Before Personality, and I'd like to introduce the first speaker, Charles C., from the Saturday night meeting up in Erie, in the Tiana area.
Thank you.
Hi, Sam. I'm Nat. My name is Charles.
Hey, Charles.
And can we have another moment of silence, please, so I can get out of the way? Thank you. Well, I guess that, you know, I hadn't planned on coming down here to share, and like when we got in last night, and like this is how God of understanding works. You know, they say that we get topics to share on that like we need to practice or to hear about. And like this is one that's certainly been coming up in my life lately. When we pulled up last night, one of the other speakers were late, and they said that they needed me to share on what can I do. And the speaker showed up, so like I didn't have to steer on it. But when I was thinking, when like Jonathan came up and like told me this morning about the principles and the personality, and then it just kind of messed with it because what can I do? You know, like that's one of the main things that I can do around here is like try to practice principles before personality. I mean, that's a given. Yeah. This is one of the few places that I can show up at and really feel the God of my understanding. And I mean, really feeling that. And like feeling that is based on that. When I first started coming around, you know, I knew absolutely nothing about that, principles before personality. And you know, I'm really understanding now that like had it not been for that, I probably would not have been able to stay. I mean, because I was asked to leave a lot of places because No, out there we like practice personnel. And man, like I showed up with this horrible one, and was really asked just to leave all the time. We just got back. I'm really feeling very grateful. Very grateful and old and tired. And like we just I started back to work Sunday night after being off work for like 9 days. And like really, really struggled with going back to work. And even thinking about going back to work, my old personality came up, and it was like, what can I do to like extend this time off? And this is how crazy I get sometimes. Like even to like just thinking about the day before, driving around in the car, looking for somebody to like run a stop sign or something, crack it. Get my car in the way and crash, and just like go to the doctor and the insurance place and all that and just play it up. I mean, this is where my mind takes me sometimes. But like one of the things, one of the principles that I've learned here is like even when I don't feel like it, to show up. And that's one of the, that's the place in my life that's really improved. I mean, like I show up, and that's a real value to me now. Like not only at the meetings, but I show up for work. Like I'm a good employee. Not too long ago. Well, actually, not soon after I started working. Because in the last job, the first job I had was right out of high school, and that was in the assembly. So I lost that job in like 1975, and this job that I have now is like the second job after I got clean in 1989, and like not soon after I got this job, I got the Employee of the Year award. I mean, and that was not on my agenda at all. I mean, like I didn't want to work. I knew that I had to work, but like I didn't want to work, and like really had no goals about trying to become the Employee of the Year. So I'm just sharing that to say that like that really didn't have anything to do with me. One of the things that I found out was helpful and like helping me to achieve that honor was like really just like going to work and like practicing some of the things that I had learned here. Really just applying these principles in my life. Not knowing where they would take me, but really knowing like deep inside here that every time I did it, I felt a little better. Working and like being responsible and like paying my bills was really like a frightening thing to me because I'd never done it. I didn't know where it would take me. But I started doing that and like these doors just started opening. They picked me to like be the Employee of the Year, and that just blew me away. I couldn't help but be honest where that was coming from. I mean, because I knew it wasn't coming from me. I didn't have those skills. I didn't bring those skills into the goal. I never practiced those skills. I was doing the 70s or the 80s. Like I practiced all that other stuff. And within just a few years, like that's how wonderful. And like how miraculous like this program is. I was afforded that honor. I got a little experience in like doing that, and that comes in handy a lot because there's just some days that like I don't want to show up. I just don't want to show up. And I was able to go to work Sunday night in spite of me. One of the reasons that I'm having such a hard time at work now is because for the most part, I don't practice principles before personalities. This is one guy that I work with. John. There is this one guy, I mean, that just tests my tolerance daily. I mean, every time I work with him. He this is like a normal person. Like, he doesn't have problems he doesn't have the privilege that we have. He's like normal. I mean, he's a normal earth person, everyday person, but like really just like test my talk on a daily basis. Sometimes I think that like if it isn't another recovering addict, you know, I don't have to practice. Like sometimes in like those types of environments, you know, I forget that like I can bring the atmosphere of recovery with me. I mean, because you and Papa taught me that. You know, like I don't have to just like go to places where the atmosphere is going on. I mean, I can do that, but for some reason here, I choose not to for the most part. You know, But I tell you what happens when I don't. When I don't, like I have a very bad time at work. You know, that 8 hours stretches into what seems like 16 hours. And you know, like I go home and I take that stuff home. You know, like I don't sleep as well. You know, I just don't feel as well. And so like, I guess this is, you know, how God of my understanding works in my life too. He had taken a night off, and you know, I just really look forward to going into work when he's taking the night off. And there was a substitute there for him. So I was able to, this is the first time that I worked with this person. I didn't really know this person, but like there's a lot of downtime on my job, and so we were able to like sit and just talk, and like we talked about all the things that I'm grateful for. I mean, I didn't realize that like that's what we were going to be doing, but like that's how the conversation turned out. You know, we talked about all the things that I'm grateful for. You know, just to be able to have a job where I can pay my bills. Just to be able to like have like money left where like I can help my family. I have a 29-year-old son, 22-year-old daughter, and 3 grandchildren, two girls and a boy. You know, just the freedom to like interact with them that work in the airport. Yeah. Just the ability to like be able to show up for them, and this was a single mom that like I was working with, and like she was kind of sharing with me that she, you know, this is 10 years later, but 10 years later she's doing real good. Like she just bought like a nice house and all this, but 10 years earlier she was at the same place where my 22-year-old daughter is now. And you know, like I have a lot of anxiety and fear and like control issues about dealing with my 22-year-old. And you know, like I'm understanding that like I'm powerless. So you know, the control thing just really frustrates me because I want to, but like then I'm powerless. And like she has her own mind, and like she's living. That she's living her life, like she's not living her life the way that I think that like she should live. So it's like this coworker that I was put together with that night, you know, just like shared her experience. Like she isn't in the program, but she shared her experience about being a 22-year-old single mother and like some of the stuff that she's gone through, and then like it's 10 years later. She's at this completely different place, you know, like, which just really gave me hope. I mean, it just gave me all kinds of hope. And that's just very helpful in my life. I mean, I minimize sometimes. I mean, I don't think I minimize it. I just think that I need to be reminded about what a big part of this journey that having hope is. I mean, it's a big part of the journey. I mean, just to have a glimpse of hope that, like, things aren't as bad as they seem, that things will get better, you know? I mean, like, that just keeps me going on. You know, early on, I mean, like, I used to get little, like, glimpses of like that on a daily basis almost every time I showed up at a meeting. And, like, that's how, and that's why I'm standing here today, and my clean date is October 4th, 1989. Because early on, I don't know how I didn't eat. I don't know how I didn't eat. I mean, I didn't mean not to you. You know, I thought maybe I could hang for 30 days, and then the 30 felt good. Okay, maybe 60, maybe 90. And like, here it is, 11 years later. And, like, I did not intend to do those things. And there was still a lot of defects of character and a lot of personality and not principles that I did practice at that time period. That, like, it's a miracle that I'm standing here. You know, it's an absolute miracle. You know, just a simple thing like that, though, showing up at work at a place that, like, I've helped become negative, because for the most part I don't practice principles to be for a person. And then having God set this gift there for me. And like, that's exactly what it was. God just reminded me about, you know, like, just what, how valuable these tools are that, like, I've been getting, you know, and like, how important it is, like, how vital it is in my life that I take the opportunities to, like, practice them as often as possible. And you know, really, really learn something from that. Just like, really learn that, like, some of the things that I've come up with in my mind about work, and like some of the plans that I've come up with in my mind just about getting through this until it changes, that they just don't really apply in my life anymore, because some of my plans are just going to make it even more intolerable. I mean, so like, what I'm learning is, like, I cannot. You know, I just need to show up on a daily basis, maintain my conscious contact with God, treat other people as I want to be treated, and do the best that I can. Man, when I do my job, and believe me, I do know how to do my job. Like, I've had people that have showed me, you know, and when I do the things to the best of my ability, when I'm doing the best that I know how, that's enough. You know, like, I've learned that, like, that's always enough. You know, things don't get immediately better, but, like, they do get better. And like, also, what I've learned is, like, I get better. And like, just for today, like, I get another day where, like, I'm a little bit more okay with just being who I am. And another just, like, really valuable thing that I've learned through like, these principles, these four personalities. It's like, I've had opportunities in my life to, like, look another person in the eye and, like, just be okay with who I am. And man, like, that is like, one of the most, I mean, when that first happened, I mean, like, I can remember when that first happened. And, like, just the feeling for me as a person that came along with that. And man, like, it still feels as good. I mean, there are a few things in my life that feel better than that. Never got that out of the bag of dope. Never got that out of the bag of dope. So you know, just the ability to be able to show up and, like, do my very best. And, I mean, it makes a world of difference. And so, you know, just being able to, like, see both sides of that coin now. I mean, because I still practice the other stuff probably too much. I mean, it has gotten better. I don't practice it as much, but like I noticed that like when I'm not practicing the principles before personality, you know, like it's a little harder to look another person in the eye and be okay with who I am. Really. So yeah, I need it, and see, like this is such a big part of this journey for me too. With I was talking, but you know, very gratefully, one of my coworkers is another recovering addict, and you know, I don't take advantage of that as much as I should. You know, he's on one side, I'm on the other, and we don't really get a chance to like talk recovery much, but like, man, like what an opportunity! I mean, just the fact that I know that's there sometimes is helpful, but you know, I need to start taking more advantage of that too, and so like just the fact that like that's good. I mean, I got and that's kind of been how it's been since I've been in this journey. You know, I guess work was like this real big obstacle for me, you know, because I was not used to like doing it. I didn't want to do it, but like now I know it's part of God's will in my life. I mean, because I know what happens when I don't, and I know that's not God's will. So like this must be. And so it was such a huge obstacle it's amazing to me that I can show up and I'm a responsible and productive member of my in like my society, but like it just didn't come from me, and like now that I look back on that, I see the journey that I've been on in this and the people that have been put in my life. My first supervisor was not in a 12-step fellowship, but really understood, really had an understanding about that. My second supervisor was another recovering person, and you know, just really found that invaluable. I mean, and the things that they helped me see to like go through the, you know, responsibility of doing my job is really why I was able to maintain and hold on to it. You know, I mean, it's just really all based on that, because, you know, I did not have the tools or the skills or even the willingness to like be where I am now. So, you know, just like really amazed. I'm like really glad that I got a chance to share about this a little bit, just so that I can identify, you know, just how important this is. And you know where like it really all comes from. I mean, because had it not been that, that's such an important part of what we do here. You know, when we have a meeting, there's like people standing at the door, you know, hugging each member as they come in, and you know, just like creating that atmosphere where like everybody is welcome. And man, like had that not been going on, like I probably couldn't have stuck around long enough to like really get an understanding of like what that was based on. Principles before person. Like, we don't care who you are, where you come from, how little you did, like what color you are, like your sexual orientation. I really needed to like get a dose of that and like get an understanding of just how important that is. So that I can keep showing up, because once you start excluding, you know, when am I going to be next? Like that's the next thing that's turning around in my mind. You know, like I'm going to be the next one that they're going to exclude. And man, it is just so important now that we just embrace everybody. And like one of the reasons that we're able to embrace everybody is because that's practice here. Principles before personality. You know, it's not, I mean, there's like times when I can go to a meeting and like I think that like it should be practiced more, but like more starts here. You know, more is like what I'm doing. And you know, just really grateful, just really grateful that's such a big part of how this works. And also just really grateful that I can be honest about the need to apply that in my life. And just really grateful that you allow me to keep coming back. Thanks for
listening. Love you, brother. On behalf of Lower Mount Highlands area, Charles, we thank you. And our next speaker is also from here, in the same area. And I'll give you a hint.
Moment of silence, please. Put on my way. Get on. Tell the truth. Okay. Thank you. Principles before personality. Wow. When Charles first came up and started to share, you know, I just said, oh man, I gotta like follow behind Charles. You know, I need to be honest. You know, and that was the personality instead of dealing with principles. You know, just listening to a recovering addict who I've known, you know, all my life, who has been a dear friend. You know. Get in touch with the message, and after you were sharing, I was able to get in touch. I got out of my own head, and I just need to get really honest. Like principles before personality. You know, I'm that type of addict. I like to read up on. I read a lot. I'm real analytic and whatnot. I got to like dissect it, bisect it in order to digest it, and so. I looked up the word principles, you know, and it talks about a fundamental law. It says like truths which are based on others, you know. I'm like, wow, you know. I'm like, so like it doesn't say principle, it says principles. So I said, so this thing is plural. It just like runs and intertwines and just continues in to each other, you know. And so as I was like yesterday, you know, thinking, I'm saying, okay, principles, and that's like these are the principles that made our recovery possible. Now they go, one, we, and I'm sitting there going, one. So all the 12 steps are principles, not just certain words, all the 12 steps, you know. And I'm thinking about we, you know, powerful principle, admitting things, you know, belief and things like that, and being restored. And so, and then like being able to make a decision and just being in the care of it. I mean, when I first came around, my sponsor was talking to me about how sharing and caring were spiritual principles, being able to share where you at with someone and one day have the ability to care for someone, you know. And a sponsorship, a powerful spiritual principle, because like to have that individual, be it man or woman, to care for you and love you, you know. I guess for me, when I first came around, I couldn't love myself, so I just couldn't fathom anyone having the ability to love me. So I did to like me. Just to like me was enough, okay? To have someone that could care for you and like you, you know, was like, it's so important to you're able to do that, you know, for yourself, you know. And then I said, okay, so like, making a fearless, fearless is a spiritual principle, moral, you know, inventory, you know. So I'm getting to the point to the exact nature of where I was, and where I was just in a matter of 6, 8, 10, 12 hours ago. All right, in order to practice principles for personality. Now, my daughters, two teenage daughters, beautiful daughters, okay, man, they hold up to their end of the contract as far as being productive members of society, as far as being manageable, bringing them grades, staying away from them boys. I mean, I have to help them with that one, you know. Like Charles said, like, I'm powerless, but I will intervene, okay? You know, I will intervene, okay, to that, you know. But I went to them yesterday, I get my check. And I know that I'm going to have to send this whole check just to get them started. I know this. So, like, a couple of weeks ago, I'm all right with it. But when the time came, you know, I'm sitting about, okay, I have to spend all this money, and I'm going to be broke. I'm just going to have a little bit of money left. I know this. And so I had to go out to McCain, talk to the district justice. I got back. I went to pick up my check. I ran into a recovering addict and her son. They needed a ride. You know, she's like a single mother with five sons, and she's doing a tremendous job. She had to go here, cash the check, and go here, pick up something. She had to go here and there to get a layaway out. So like, I'm like, oh, man, well, I got to do it. So we're zooming around, boom, 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 boom. Supposed to be in Marysville at 1 o'clock. So that's out, you know. So I'm going to hear that. But I'm saying, well, okay, I'll be able to handle it, you know. So I had no intention of taking my daughter's shop, and I was just going to drop the money off and boom, and get over to Marysville. Well, you know, they're like, well, Dad, you know, why don't you go with us, okay? Because mom's not feeling good. Their mother's like real sick. And I'm going, oh, man, you know. And then the self-centered thing was, man, I need to get to Meadville, okay? I need to get in touch with my significant other. Then I get there and I go, wow, God dropped in. I says, okay, let's do this. All right, I'll be back in a half an hour to pick you up. So I went and did a few things, came back, they were ready. I figured it'd be about maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours. It was 5 hours, okay, shopping. But I enjoyed it. Just seeing them run around, seeing them worry out of their eyes of knowing. Yeah, well, once again, that Dad has come through, okay? And when there was days when they didn't know Dad didn't come through, and just that uncertainty, you know, and that look in their eyes, okay? That look of, I can identify what it was. They couldn't self-impending doom. You know what I mean? To see it in your children's eyes, you know, the disease manifesting itself, you know, at an early stage. And the uncertainty, you know, that doubt. But man, they were like, oh, okay, well, I know. My one daughter, her brain is not with that. I'm not going to worry as much. And she doesn't worry as much today. Just a real worrier. I mean, super intelligent. I mean, you know, super intelligent, all right? We've done a good job raising them. I don't know how, you know. But I guess I just, you know, a little bit. Because, like, I had some type of spiritual principle before I truly became I actively using that. You know, my parents instilled some principles, some spiritual principles in me. I purposely tried to unlearn them once I found out what type of arena I was really in. Okay? And to be in that arena of actively using, you cannot use these things. You know, get you hurt, killed, or whatever. So I had to like, get rid of them. They got to go. Because there's no place for them in this arena. So anyway, it felt good just looking in their eyes, watching them shop, getting here, you know. And I had taught them how to shop, and then, but they had fired me about like six, seven years ago. I did all their shopping, you know. I just thought about that. I've always did my teenage daughter's shopping. I mean, my daughter shopping all the way up until they about 12. Then they fired me, and yesterday they needed my help again. So that felt kind of good, you know. But at least they made me feel like they needed my help, okay. But it just felt good, all right, doing that with my daughter, seeing her face, excitement. And so we finally got that done. I got him home. I felt good because, see, no matter what I would have done, that would have been bothering me. I would have been with my significant other, and that would have bothered me. But I did not complete this mission with my daughter. So I was going to, like, I've done that so many times in my life. Do the opposite of what, you know, the God of my understanding has directed and guided me to do. I self-will and did the opposite. And then that feeling of just self-impending doom was with me all the time. I said, no, I won't go through this today. I've learned some tools, some spiritual principles, you know, to apply to the best of my ability so I don't have to deal with that disease or that feeling. But I knew I was going to deal with something somewhere, you know, my significant other and whatnot. So I felt good about that. As I was traveling down, you know, to get to, you know, Meadville, Sacred Town, my disease really like the exact nature. I mean, that's the spiritual principle. I have the exact nature right now. I just spent all my money. I don't really want to go down here and care. Because I'm looking at the outside instead of dealing with the inside. I'm my disease, I allow my disease to step in. I'm looking at money, profit, and prestige, if I get honest. you know, break it down. I'm looking at, wow, I got $30 to my name. All right, I got to sign up for registration. I got a good gas. I told her I'm going to give her something. I'm going to hear her mouth, knows this. But I'm praying on the way down the lake, I'm going to handle it. Nah. I walked in the door, she just boom. And I tried to be okay for about 45 seconds. And no principles at all practice. And then, you know, God stepped in. I just said, okay, just be quiet, Rocky. Just be quiet. Go sit down. People allow their feelings, and hey, you know, I did call her at one time, but I could have called again. I could have been more considerate, you know, because that person is very considerate, you know, to me in most areas. So I'm there, and I'm thinking, like, man, what's wrong with that? But now, as I'm sitting there praying and meditating, the spiritual principle of showing up, you know, drops into my mind and my heart. As you were saying, showing up. That's the number one principle that I learned here. And for me, that's the most important principle. Because without, like I said, truths which are based upon others, a fundamental law, got to show up. You know, in order to get better, you know, I have to show up. So, my, you know, like, show up, don't pick up, all right? I remember when I used to use and blow all the money and didn't have any money. Nothing to show for it. But shame and guilt, nothing to show for it. But like I said, that feeling of self-impending doom, nothing to show for it but to go out and do some harm to get it back. You understand? Okay, and so like now, I was able to like blow my whole check on my daughters to do something right. I'm able to have a significant other in my life, you know. I'm able to just like be responsible, be mature, go to a job. And all those principles that I'm able to do come from Narcotics Anonymous, you see. And in my sponsorship family, I've been contacted. It's an honor and a privilege to be asked to speak at any Narcotics Anonymous meeting or function. And so, like, you know, that is the spiritual principle. Show up, no matter what. I mean, all the way to 4:30 this morning, I was going to still make the call. At 4 o'clock, 4:22, I remember, it said 4:22. Set the alarm clock for 3 o'clock. We're up at 3. Bam. My significant other will set the alarm clock. If it ain't no snooze, I'm in trouble, okay? I'm in trouble. You know, so I can't sleep hard anyway. You know, I'm in trouble. But she jumped up. Boom. I said, wow, she jumped up. So I jumped up, rolled over. She went in, got ready. I'm still sitting there. I called the chairs. And I just said, I'm still going to make this call, all right? Because, man, just the pressure of my job, I got a brother I love dearly, I don't like, but I love him. It's okay for me to say that today. I used to feel guilty about that, about my family member, loving him but not liking him, you know? More so not liking his ways, but there are days I don't like him. And that's just the bottom line. And I accept it and I deal with it. Okay? It's okay for me not to like him, but to love him. All right? My job, boom, 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 you know, I'm trying to get the kids together, the teenage, you know, girls together, with the help of a loving and kind and compassionate God, you know, we were able to do it. We were able to do it. And wanting to be around my significant other today, even though, like, sometimes I go there, I get, you know, the brunt of a their needs, you know. But, you know, having a program to work, you know, I'm getting better with it, you know. Like, I don't do it all the time so well, you know. I go back to the personality. I go back to my defects of character. I literally go back to my resentment and my misconception. And I go back to my poor stress and my issues, you know. Like, I'm learning to trust. I'm learning to care for, I'm learning to appreciate and understand a woman today. And I got 6 sisters, 2 daughters, a granddaughter, and a mother. So I was taught to care for women, but I still had my own little issues with women. You see? And I get angry. I immediately go back to, boom, I'm there. You know, it ain't like when I can get angry and resentful, and it's a mild anger or a mild resent. No, I go immediately back to my issues. Hey. You understand? And that's, you know, and I'm solo. I can do this thing solo. Because I'm accustomed to doing it that way. Because I was a runner. and I don't have time to even try to use any type of principles and get in a relationship together. A relationship with my God, with myself, with, you know, my co-workers, anything. But today, I have had relationships in my life. Two practicing principles before personality. You know, I didn't make the call. That's okay. That's good. Now you think about the toll booth or anything. That was a shock when I remember, oh, now I got to have money for the toll booth, you know. But but I quickly, we jumped up, you know. She was, I'm learning about that little boy myself, because there's a little boy in me that was injured, and about the new little boy that's learning, that's coming to life today. There's still that little boy, that new child with this new man. But every so often that old child, that old man show up. And in the process of doing that, through practicing principles for personality, I'm able to like understand the little girl and my significant other. And I have to look at the injured little girl and the new little girl. That's with the old woman and the new woman, okay? And it helps me a little bit to, instead of being as judgmental as I was, you know, like when I first got here, it helps me to look at that trait and then know that trait's in me. Identify that the trait is in me. The same thing that may upset me, that I may dislike someone, well, because it's in me. You understand? Maybe not as intense at times, but you know, that trait is in me. So I need to practice the principles of like identification instead of comparing. I need to practice the principles like I don't have to have the last word, you know, all the time. I mean, especially if I'm right. Allow somebody else to be wrong, okay? All right. You know, like I'm thinking about the word re, you know, R-E, as looking in the steps about the principles before personality. And I started thinking about remove, and I started thinking about restore, and I started thinking about recovery. You know, all these things, I'm like, you know, all of a sudden now, as I look at the spiritual principles in the best, and, you know, instead of always picking out certain ones like character, you know, character, sticking to a decision, boy, that jumped up on me after he was my sponsor. And then when I first got here, I ran to my sponsor, and he told me, my sponsor had already said, if I didn't show up, he, like, I was going to get a mental lashing for a year. I mean, that's brutal, you know what I mean? But I believe, so thank God I'm here. And I thought about that. My grandfather's going to be here, Sharon. My sponsor's going to be here, Sharon. A couple of my sponsor's brothers are going to be here, Sharon. My sponsor's significant other's going to be Sharon. My sponsor's Sharon. And I'm like, man, that's so hard. Because that same feeling again. I did not want to feel that feeling of being left out. I did not want to feel that feeling once again. You know, I was not able to keep a commitment. Once again, I had the character. I did not allow character. And it was a choice. It wasn't because I didn't have the ability to get here. We had two vehicles to get here today. What a blessing. We had enough money for gas, enough money to pay for the registration, the toll, and whatever. I had everything that I needed to get here. So I thought about character, sticking to that decision long after the mood in which I made it in changed. Well, the mood had changed about 25 times. But it had to stick to the spiritual principle of character and commitment. You know, and being entirely. I'm starting, now the steps are starting to really work me with these principles. I started looking at the steps. I didn't need to look in there anywhere else. You know, I'm saying, man, to be entirely ready to humbly ask God to remove, you know, making a list, become willing. You know, I'm looking at all these principles now. And I'm going to steps, you know, amends and, you know, taking a personal inventory on, you know, daily basis, properly admitting when I'm wrong. Where I'm at now, the 11th step, meditation, prayer, speaking, you know, and to understand, you know, that word. But I have to practice some of these principles on my job. And it's like, you know, as Christian is king today, you know, not to brag, as my sponsor always says, but just to be grateful, you know, that one day at a time, to the best of my ability, putting principles before personalities, you know, I've gotten, you know, this many days together. And by no means, because I've been thinking a lot in my area. In the last year, I've seen five people go out, and one guy had 10 years, one guy had 7 years, two had five, and one had six. And the one that had six was like, we celebrated 3 days apart each year. Boom, boom, boom. And that just, you know, and devastating. And, you know, just, my God has a certain thing he wants me to do. I've always said, you know, that I don't want my, you know, like some people say, oh, thank God and thank God for loving me for giving me my life back. No, I think NA for giving me a life, for showing me how to live, okay? But in giving me a life and showing me how to live, there were certain things that the God of my understanding had chosen for me to do way back, okay? And I got to do certain things. It's like I need to go back to school. You know what I mean? And like, my God is making it so uncomfortable. It's like a dis-ease wherever I go, wherever I work, whatever I touch. There is no way around it. You understand? I mean, I've practiced some principles before personalities. I've learned to be humble enough so that even when my coworkers, you know, do things that, even though they come with their defensive characters, you know, like, who got the program? Every so often, though, like, you know, like, my defense will come up, my personality come out, and I back them up, you know. But then I have to go back and, you know, come back and say, hey, well, I admit maybe I was wrong, boom, 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 boom. But the name of the game is my God is making it uncomfortable for me in every area of my life. That's why he and you are going to go back to school. And, like, I have surrendered once again. And I admitted complete defeat once again. This is what we're going to do, okay? Because just going through that yesterday with my daughters, with the money, with this, with that, working with people, you know, who don't have, like it says in our traditions, you know, spiritual principle. We were talking about it the other day at the meeting. Tradition is about, oh, professionals, counselors, and therapists, and all this and that, and they got a degree, but they don't have a clue. Like Charles mentioned, we have a privilege. We are privileged to have this way of life, you know, our 12 steps, 12 traditions, and 12 concepts based on the principle. We are privileged to have it. And, man, they do so much harm, you know, trying to do right. You know, but, you know, I talk with my, the program director, you know, I mean, today at one time, it wasn't enough for me to walk off a job. I mean, I had jobs paying $15 an hour. I walk off. I'm gone. Walk off with houses full of furniture, clothes. I'm out of here. Stuff like that. But we've been able to discuss things. I've been able to talk to my sponsor about my feelings. I'm tired of you. You know, like, my God is telling me it's time to move on. But, like, I allow me and my disease, our disease, to step in and say, well, look, but, you know, I got to do this, I got to do this, I got to do that. I can't do nothing. We need the spiritual principle. You know what I mean? It's time to move on, he says. I'm allowing the feelings and the emotions to keep me here. And so, like, having the faith and the belief and the trust and the courage to just step out. Then I say, well, I can't leave because I got to get on the plane. You know what I'm saying? And they're like, oh, I got it. So, talk to the program director. I can get unemployment. I can do this. I can work part-time, get unemployment, and still go to school. So God was just like, boom, okay. He said, well, we have four options. You can either be terminated. You can resign involuntarily. You can resign voluntarily with unemployment. Or we can phase it out. You can work part-time and still get unemployment. So my God is like, yeah, brother, you are going to go to school. Or it's going to be miserable for the rest of their life. And I've had this conversation with my sponsor over the last 3 years. You know, he's about to graduate in a year. And I'm like, why can't I go to school? So, I threw up my hands, like I said, all right. And then that's the nerve of me to say, I turned my will and my life over to the care of. That means God got my life. You know, the God of my understanding. Like, if he says, step out and do it, step out and do it. A lot of times I, you know, well, maybe my disease is talking to me. Come on. I started this journey a long time ago. And this is a journey that has haunted me throughout my addiction. You know, this journey of failing, this journey of not completing something, this journey of feeling inadequate, this journey of feeling insecure. When I first thing I quit was college, was school. you know. And in this process, I have to go make it a nest. I have to go to a graveyard and make it a nest in this process. And then I should have made, you know, well, I didn't have the ability to make it before, you know, but I'm not going to say I should have made it. Now is the time. To a lawyer who helped me, you know, who helped me, who taught me to be a lawyer. And I had to go to jail about 2 months ago for a debt. I picked up with something that I was paid off. But when I got there, I was like, man, what am I doing up in here? But when I got there, the next day I knew why I was there. Man, so many people in jail, like paying on all this money to attorneys and lawyers and being misrepresented. I mean, paying out money and being misrepresented. And then I watched the people learn to become satisfied with dissatisfaction. And it was just over there. And I'm like, oh my God. You know? Not to gain at the expense of others, but he was like, Raheem, you don't have to worry about a clientele, all right? Because the disease is running rampant. So, you know, I, this here, okay, you know, because, I mean, and fear has the ability to paralyze. And I've been doing this for 3 years. And even though I've been functioning as someone that's a responsible and productive member of society, I know in the back of my head, in my spine, you know, like, what my God wanted me to do. And there was that ageism. Well, I'm too old to go back to school. Man, I allowed all that stuff. But then the creed jumped in on me. It says like, why are we here? Is that it? We're talking about age, creed, religion, or lack of religion? We ain't going for the ageism, brother. I ain't going to get it, you know. So it's time to go get it. So, you know, I'm grateful. You know, like every day I'm getting better at understanding principles. And I used to hear people share about a relationship. And man, if you ever really need to, like, have something to help you not just practice, but to live by these principles before your personality, I mean, it's definitely a relationship, you know. And you will learn about powerlessness, and you know, I'm learning about how I even have a right for a person to be this way, that, well, it's up for me to apply what I've learned, you know, because in a relationship, people are just loving and kind and caring, even myself. You know, but a lot of times, consciously or unconsciously, man, I do something for something every time. Every time. I mean, you know, there is, I like to say that I don't, but I do. And that's, I guess that's the principle to be able to admit that. You know, if nothing but, like, don't nab me. Don't bug me. You know, I told my sister that I'm going to get some bug spray and spray it. And she looked at me this morning. She said, well, I'm going to bring I should have brought the bug spray out here today. I said, yeah, I should have had it last night. But we're able to laugh, okay? Because she looked at me like, what? She said, to spray you, all right? The bug. I mean, but I wouldn't have probably made this journey if it wasn't for her. Because she said, hey, well, why did you make a commitment? So right then and there, I looked at her. You know, she was in there getting ready. And I am sitting on top of the bed, smoking cigarette after cigarette, with a towel wrapped around me. Like, oh, man. But I'm just grateful. Because she said, commitment and character jumped into my mind. All I could think about was showing up. Showing up. And to me, that's when Charlie was talking about his daughter's identification. And my daughter's, you know, in a year, she'll be going off to college. And man, I'm trying to, in a subliminal way, trying to help her pick her school, which place would be the less dangerous, like the disease is more milder in Pittsburgh than it is in New York. You understand? She said, well, Dad, I got a scholarship to NYC. Well, you got one to tell, man, Temple. I'm thinking about Philly. I was down there. Oh, God, I'm just like, okay. We're in the care of, all right, you just be able to do the things that you need to do, Raheem. God, your understanding has watched over you and them. And, you know, just keep coming back, show up, share, tell them my disease, you know what I mean? When I feel weak, and when my defective church has come up, ask for help, go to my sponsor, go to Elder Recovering Addicts, okay? Talk about it, get suggestions. There's a gentleman in Meadville who just graduated from law school, okay? And he and I have been talking. You know, he went to Colorado, came back, celebrated 10 years the other day. But we've been talking. He's been giving me suggestions. And I'm going to take them this time. My sponsor had given me suggestions, and I started out, but didn't complete it. You know, and then I said, well, I'll be okay. I've got two jobs, $10, $12, $13 an hour. You know what my God did? Took them both. Had me working part-time with no benefits. But then I started getting good in that job, and I didn't complain for it again. No, we are going to do this. Because it's like Raheem, a lot of stuff come out of your mouth, okay? And there's a truth to most things that come out of your mouth, right? But we are going to have to do them. Okay? We are going to. So from now on, when you say that you can only recover for Raheem, you say, yeah, that's the truth. But I always say that other people's lives depend on my recovery. That's where my God is at with me today. Yeah, that's where we're at. So we are going to do, you know, what you gave it to me. Do you want it back? I don't want it back. I don't want this like that. Don't let me be the driver. Everybody in trouble. Don't let me drive this ship anymore. No, I don't want this thing back, okay? And I'm tired of the emotional and psychological and the inner turmoil that's in my life. I'm tired of that jihad we call a spiritual war. I'm tired of it. You know what I mean? I just want, it says God grant me the serenity. I just want the truth of mind. And I just want to be of service. And so by doing the things that my God is instructing me to do, I can have a peace of mind, and I can continue to be of service to people, which is also a powerful principle, you know, and I can just continue to grow, continue to change, and just continue to learn. Thank you for allowing me to share. I had a name right here.
We have the room just to stay, please.
Okay, I'm back in for you. Try yourself just for today. My thoughts will be on my recovery, living, and enjoying life without the use of drugs. Just for today, I will have faith in someone in NA who believes in me and wants to help me in my recovery. Just for today, I will have a program. I will try to follow it to the best of my ability. Just for today, through NA, I will try to get a better perspective on my life. Just for today, I will be unafraid. My thoughts will be on my new association, people who are not using and who have found NA what. So long as I follow that way, I will have nothing to fear.
Thank you. Could you help us close the meeting? Form a circle?
Thanks, John.
What? He's coming back. Good.
Oh, man.
It's true.